समाचार सेवा प्रभाग से प्रस्तुत है कार्यक्रम परिक्रमा।
नमस्कार, परिक्रमा कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है। आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में राष्ट्रीय और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय समाचार होंगे। चलेंगे अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास और जानेंगे क्या कुछ है उनके पास खास। इसके अलावा खेल गतिविधियों पर भी हमारी नजर होगी और उन विशिष्ट व्यक्तित्वों की भी बात करेंगे जो आज के दिन इस दुनिया में आए या जिन्होंने आज ही के दिन इस दुनिया को अलविदा कहा। परिक्रमा के इस अंक में मैं हूं अलका सिंह और मेरे साथ हैं अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। नमस्कार अभिषेक।
हेलो अलका, हेलो एंड गुड आफ्टरनून। यू आर ट्यून्ड टू परिक्रमा 100.1 FM। आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय एंड विद मी टुडे इज माय को-होस्ट अलका सिंह। And for you, we have a selection of news, a discussion segment, Dateline India, reports, capsules, business tributes, and much more. All these over the next 30 minutes. We begin with the news headlines first. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights plight of Global South at the G20 summit in Brazil, urges nations to prioritize adverse effects of global conflicts on food, fuel, and fertilizer supplies.
शिखर सम्मेलन से अलग प्रधानमंत्री ने विभिन्न नेताओं के साथ द्विपक्षीय बैठकें की। ब्रिटेन के प्रधानमंत्री कीर स्टारमर ने भारत के साथ मुक्त व्यापार समझौते पर बातचीत को फिर से शुरू करने की घोषणा की।
ऑल अरेंजमेंट्स इन प्लेस फॉर असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन महाराष्ट्र एंड झारखंड टुमारो। बाई पोल्स ऑन 15 असेंबली कंस्टिट्यूएंसीज इन 4 स्टेट्स टू ऑल्सो टू बी हेल्ड।
गृहमंत्री अमित शाह ने कहा, देश ने संघर्ष प्रभावित क्षेत्रों में हिंसा को कम करने में उल्लेखनीय सफलता हासिल की है।
एंड एयर क्वालिटी इन दिल्ली एनसीआर रीजन रीचेस सीवियर प्लस लेवल। दिल्ली गवर्नमेंट सीक्स सेंटर्स परमिशन फॉर क्लाउड सीडिंग टू इंक्लूड आर्टिफिशियल रेन। And now, Alka, it's time for our segment Dateline India, in which we take a look at the developments taking place at the national or the global level. And today we will talk about IFFI, the International Film Festival of India. Yes, the 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is set to begin tomorrow in Goa and will continue until the 20th of November 2024. And at a press conference yesterday, Goa Chief Minister Pramod Sawant, sharing details yesterday, revealed that the festival's inauguration will be graced by Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting L. Murugan. The opening ceremony will take place at the Dr. Shama Prasad Mukherjee Stadium in Bambolim near Panaji.
Goa, with its rich cultural heritage and scenic beauty, is a haven for creativity and artistic expression. The place has been a perfect setting for the more than 100 films in the last decade alone. Our state is a vibrant participant in the global dialogue on art and entertainment. The warm and welcome environment of the Goa make it a perfect setting for the international gathering.
डॉक्टर सावंत ने घोषणा की कि इस महोत्सव के दौरान 81 देशों के 180 अंतर्राष्ट्रीय फिल्में दिखाई जाएंगी। महोत्सव के प्रेक्षागृहों तक निर्बाध यातायात सुनिश्चित करने के लिए निःशुल्क परिवहन सुविधाएं उपलब्ध होंगी। ये महोत्सव एआर रहमान, आर माधवन, रकुल प्रीत सिंह और पंकज कपूर सहित अन्य कलाकारों सहित प्रतिष्ठित व्यक्तियों की उपस्थिति का साक्षी बनेगा। इस वर्ष ऑस्ट्रेलिया को फोकस देश के रूप में चुना गया है। फिल्म बाजार में एक ऑस्ट्रेलियाई फिल्म मंडप भी प्रदर्शित किया जाएगा।
ये सालकान ए आर रहमान विल पे ट्रिब्यूट टू लता मंगेशकर एज पार्ट ऑफ द लता मंगेशकर मेमोरियल टॉक. More than 270 films will be showcased during the festival at 6 venues in Panaji, Porvorim and Ponda. The festival will see 15 world premieres, 40 Asian premieres and 106 Indian premieres, Savant told reporters, and Swatantra Veer Savarkar will be the opening film in the feature film category, and the masterclass will be held from November 21st to 27, 2024, with four sessions in a day at the Kala Academy. Savar, the Konkani film directed by Shivam Harmalkar and Santosh Shetkar, is the only Goan film selected in the non-feature film category of the Indian Panorama, the Chief Minister also added.
आज IFFI मीडिया सेंटर में एक प्रेस कॉन्फ्रेंस आयोजित की गई, जिसे गोवा के मुख्यमंत्री डॉ प्रमोद सावंत, एंटरटेनमेंट सोसाइटी ऑफ गोवा के उपाध्यक्ष सुश्री डेलिला लोबो, सूचना एवं प्रसारण मंत्रालय के संयुक्त सचिव और NFDC के प्रबंध निदेशक श्री प्रथुल कुमार, सूचना और प्रसारण मंत्रालय की संयुक्त सचिव सुश्री वृंदा देसाई और सूचना एवं प्रसारण मंत्रालय के PIB की महानिदेशक सुश्री स्मिता वत्स शर्मा और PIB और ESG के वरिष्ठ अधिकारियों ने संबोधित किया. इस वर्ष की नई पहल के बारे में बताते हुए डॉ. सावंत ने बताया कि IFFI परेड के मार्ग पर स्काई लालटेन प्रतियोगिता की प्रविष्टियां प्रदर्शित की जाएंगी और प्रतिभागियों को नकद पुरस्कार दिए जाएंगे. IFFI परेड 22 नवंबर को ESG कॉम्प्लेक्स स्थल से कला अकादमी तक आयोजित की जाएगी.
Yes, and the MD NFDC further informed that 6,500 delegates have been registered this year, marking an increase of 25% over last year. And to make the film festival more accessible to the film lovers, 6 more screens and 45% more screening theatres will be made available this year. And Shri Prithul Kumar also informed that a press tour will be organized to acquaint journalists with all the verticals of film business, with an in-depth understanding of the various aspects of the film industry. IFFI 2024 focuses on young filmmakers and has received a record 1,032 entries in CMOT section as compared to 550 received last year, said Shri Kumar. And Alka, festival organizer speaking at the press conference, said the names of film personalities attending the festival would be announced on Tuesday, and a strong list of 40 to 50 celebrities would be attending the inaugural event at the Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Stadium in Bembolim near Panaji, they added. And the IFFI will be held from November 28th to till the 28th. So, Alka, if you're still wondering why you should pack your bags and head to Goa, let me tell our listeners, here's what makes IFFI the perfect blend of cine action, excitement and relaxation. Well, for one, Alka, there'll be films galore. And this is a tricky one with a vast selection of movies from all over and many countries. You'll be reeling under the cinematic magic of the best filmmakers currently in business. And also, secondly, Alka, you will get to celebrate legendary filmmakers. And this IFFI festival, you can learn from the best, apart from watching the best directors ignite the imaginations on screen. As was the norm in previous editions, you can watch the professionals discuss and share their skills and journeys with you. Masterclasses by renowned filmmakers and the industry. And as we know, Alka, that the theme of IFFI 2024 is young filmmakers, the future is now. And this underscores the importance of fresh voices in shaping the future of world cinema. And most importantly, Alka, an excuse to visit Goa is always a good reason. The sun and the sea is forever calling you out for a relaxing holiday. Make the most of your break by enjoying a host of movies as well. You can choose from the serious to the pure entertainers. The choice is yours. And you can always chill by the beach in the evening for a break in between a movie watching spree. So what are you waiting for, listeners? Head out and book your ticket to the cinemas this November.
बिल्कुल अभिषेक, और कितनी अच्छी बात है कि बिल्कुल मूक फिल्मों से हमने शुरू किया, उसके बाद बोलती हुई फिल्में आई, फिर ब्लैक एंड व्हाइट फिल्में आई, उसके बाद रंगीन फिल्में, और अब जो ये गोवा में जो एक तरह से तिलस्म होगा और वो जो चमत्कार होगा वहां पे, और आपने ठीक कहा कि सैंड और सी और उसके साथ साथ जो पूरा एक पूरा समाज जो बंधेगा, और इतने अच्छे इंटरनेशनल नेशनल यूथ और सारी चीजें, और अब तो सोशल प्लेटफॉर्म भी हमारा है। तो ये जो फिल्मों का जो हमारे समाज पे असर होता है, और वो कई बार हमारे जीवन में जो फिल्में होती हैं वो बहुत ही असर डालती हैं, विशेषकर जब युवा कोई होता है, यूथ होता है, और अगर उसने कोई अच्छी फिल्म देखी होती है तो, या हमने कोई अच्छी फिल्म देखी थी, या हमारा जीवन जो आगे बढ़ा है उसमें निश्चित रूप से जो हिंदी सिनेमा है, हिंदी की फिल्में हैं, उसके जो गाने हैं, अगर आप बहुत उदास हैं और अगर आप वो गाना सुने कि चल अकेला चल अकेला, तेरा मेला पीछे छूटा राही चल अकेला, इस तरह के गीत और बहुत से मतलब गीत हों, डायलॉग्स हों, जिसे जो पसंद हो, बच्चों को लेकर के भी, बच्चे भी अगर उस तरह की अगर वो फिल्में देखते हैं तो उनके जीवन पर भी फिल्मों का बहुत बड़ा असर होता है। और निश्चित रूप से यहाँ पे जो सब लोग, और हमें भी लग रहा है कि काश हम भी वहाँ पे होते, तो चलिए इस बार नहीं, नेक्स्ट टाइम हम लोग जरूर वहाँ पे जाएंगे।
Absolutely, it's a great boon for all the film buffs out there, isn't it?
बिल्कुल। और गोवा राज्य सरकार ने भागीदारों और आगंतुकों की सुरक्षा के लिए कड़ी सुरक्षा व्यवस्था सहित सभी आवश्यक प्रबंध किए हैं। अपनी विविध संस्कृति और नवाचार सिनेमाई अभिव्यक्तियों के साथ इफ्फी 2024 वैश्विक सिनेमा और सांस्कृतिक आदान प्रदान का एक भव्य उत्सव होने जा रहा है। और अब समय है अपने क्षेत्रीय संवाददाताओं के पास चलने का और जानने का कि उनके पास क्या कुछ है खास।
Yes, and polling for 288 constituencies of Maharashtra legislative elections will be held tomorrow, and along with the assembly elections, by elections for the Nanded Lok Sabha seat also scheduled for tomorrow. And the recent Lok Sabha elections, Maharashtra recorded a low voter turnout of 61.33%, and this time the administration is implementing various initiatives to increase voter participation. We have more from a correspondent.
Under the sweep program, the Election Commission is running multimedia campaigns to encourage voters to turn out in large numbers. Additionally, district level administrations are undertaking voter awareness activities, including door-to-door visits, human chains, morning processions or Prabhat Pheri, street plays, flash mobs, bicycle and bike rallies, marathons, voter oaths and various competitions. The Central Bureau of Communication has arranged a voter awareness van to spread awareness about voting procedures, polling station locations and a model code of conduct. To further boost voter turnout, the Chief Electoral Officer of Maharashtra launched a state-level voter awareness program on 8 November at the iconic Gateway of India in Mumbai. The event was attended by a distinguished group of dignitaries and celebrated public figures including Rohit Shetty, Ajinkya Rahane, Varsha Usgaonkar and Bharti Singh, and transgender rights activist Gauri Sawant. Interestingly, the Mumbai chapter of the National Restaurant Association of India has announced a special incentive called the Democracy Discount, which promises voters a 20% discount at select restaurants across the city. A special focus is being placed on districts such as Thane, Mumbai Suburban, Mumbai City and Pune, where voter turnout has been consistently low. The Election Commission of India has granted special permissions to make arrangements to tackle the challenge of urban apathy this election season. Speaking to our correspondent about these arrangements, Chief Electoral Officer of Maharashtra, S. Chokkalingam, said,
"Election has been kept on the middle of the week so that everyone will be here for voting. As a special gesture, Election Commission has permitted opening of 1,185 polling booths in the high-rise building and cooperative housing societies so that people belonging to those buildings and societies can open in their area only. More than 200 polling booths have been opened in the slum areas also to facilitate people voting from their area. Special efforts have been taken to bring in new voters belonging to 18 to 90.
Additionally, the Election Commission is making comprehensive efforts to reach out to the most remote areas of the state. These areas are so remote that they can only be accessed by barge. Polling parties will reach these stations a day in advance. Considering the possibility of cyclonic conditions developing in the area, the voting timing here has been revised to 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. In Maharashtra, the election machinery is fully prepared with elaborate arrangements, and now it is up to the 9 crore 70 lakh voters of the state to make this festival of democracy a grand success. Ankita Apte for Parikrama from Mumbai.
And PM Modi, during his arrival in Rio, had a recital of the Vedia Mantra as one of the cultural programs performed for the welcome of the Prime Minister. And Prime Minister had only word Sundaram, Sundaram to comment the recital. This recital was by the disciples of Acharya Vidya Sagar and Acharya himself. Let's hear more.
Acharya Jonas Masiti or Acharya Vidya Sagar is a Sanskrit scholar living in Rio de Janeiro and running an organization called Vishvavidya. His organization targets to teach Vedanta, Bhagavad Gita and Sanskrit to Brazilian and the Western world. Presently, he has a following of 5 lakh and an audience of more than 1 million people on various social media platforms. He is working towards building his first Gurukulam in Brazil. It may be remembered that in the year 2020, during a monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had put spotlight on Acharya Jonas Masiti. He praised him for teaching Vedanta and Bhagavad Gita in Brazil. Brazil is known as the land of great beaches, parties, samba and lot of music. Finding a Brazilian living a Vedic lifestyle may look like an anomaly. But for Swami Vidyasagar, Vedic culture is a way of life now. For Parikrama, Sakshi Singh, Brazil.
बिल्कुल. और अभिषेक, अब चलते हैं विजयवाड़ा. और आप जानते होंगे कि जो ये कार्तिक का महीना होता है, ये बड़ा ही पवित्र महीना होता है, बड़ा ही पुण्यदायक होता है. तो आंध्र प्रदेश में भी ये महीना जो है वो बहुत ही पवित्र है. और वहां पे भी 2 नवंबर से पूरा जो माहौल है वो महोत्सव का माहौल है. और जो भी वहां पे मंदिर हैं पूरे राज्य भर में, वहां पे भी इसकी बड़ी धूम है. और जानकारी लेते हैं अपने संवाददाता से.
Devotees thronged to famous temples in Andhra Pradesh like Jyotirlinga temples, Srisailam, Pancharama temples and various other during this Kartik Masam. Temple authorities made all the necessary arrangements for the hassle-free darshan for the devotees. The state government, as a part of developing temple tourism, started seaplane services from Vijayawada to Srisailam, which took its debut run with Chief Minister Nara Chandrababu Naidu and Union Minister Ramohan Naidu. Also, the State Run Transport Corporation, APSRTC, started special bus services covering all Pancharama temples in one day. All in all, the state government is creating ways to develop temple tourism in the state all the year long, also by catering large crowds during the special days of Kartik Masam. Sai Sisla for Parikrama, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
The fourth edition of the Coastal Defense Exercise Sea Vigil 24 for Kerala and Lakshadweep will be conducted under the aegis of the Southern Naval Command, Kochi, tomorrow and the day after. The exercise will be carried out at selected vital areas to assess the operational efficacy of coastal security stakeholders. We have more from a Kochi correspondent.
The exercise, conceptualized in 2018, provides opportunities for a holistic appraisal of the country's maritime and defense security capabilities. The maiden exercise was conducted in the year 2019, followed by the second edition in 2021 and the third in 2022. The exercise helps in ensuring seamless coordination between the Navy, 6 ministries of the Union government and about 21 organizations or agencies across the coastal states. It helps to make an assessment of the preparedness of the maritime security agencies, identify their strengths and weaknesses, and enhance the nation's overall maritime defense framework. It also serves as an essential measure in reinforcing the country's commitment to safeguarding its maritime boundaries and ensuring synergy among all stakeholders in coastal defense. The Sea Vigil 24 will focus on strengthening the security of the coastal assets like ports, oil rigs, single point moorings, cable landing points, and other critical coastal infrastructure. Simulated attacks will be carried out at selected vital areas to assess the operational efficacy of coastal security stakeholders. The exercise will help to enhance preparedness, response mechanism, surveillance capabilities, and the coordination between the security agencies. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
And now we will take you on a tour of India's freedom struggle and recall events that happened on this day.
November 19th is the birth anniversary of the great freedom fighter, Rani Lakshmibai. Born as Manikarnika Tambe on November 19th, 1828 in Kashi, she was fondly called Manu. Since her childhood, she started learning about using weapons. She became proficient in horse riding and fencing under the guidance of Nana Sahab and Tatya Tope. In 1842, Manu was married to the king of Jhansi, Gangadhar Rao. After the marriage, she got the name Lakshmibai.
In 1851, she gave birth to a boy who was named Damodar Rao. The child passed away when he was just 4 months old. 2 years later, Raja Gangadhar Rao and Rani Lakshmibai adopted a child named Anand Rao, the son of Raja Gangadhar Rao's cousin. He was renamed Damodar Rao on the day before the Raja of Jhansi died. Lord Dalhousie, the then British Governor General of India, did not recognize Rani Lakshmibai's adopted son as the heir of Jhansi and enforced the doctrine of lapse to annex the kingdom.
She revolted against this and cried out, "Main meri Jhansi nahi dungi." She took the reins of Jhansi into her own hands and protected the city. Rani Lakshmibai was one of the leading figures of the 1857 War of Independence. She decided to join the revolutionary forces and began training an army in the state of Gwalior.
The British troops attacked Gwalior in June 1858. Rani Lakshmibai led a countercharge, clad in the attire of a man and mounted on horseback. She was struck by bullets and fell. In accordance with her last wish, she was placed on a pile of dry grass and cremated, unseen by the enemy and untouched by the shackles of slavery.
Her tomb is in the Phoolbagh area in Gwalior. Khoob ladi mardani, wo to Jhansi wali rani thi. The epic line from the poem Jhansi ki Rani, written by Subhadra Kumari Chauhan, sums up how she fought valiantly against the British Empire and left an indelible mark on Indian history. That brings us to the end of this episode of Azadi Ka Safar. See you in the next episode tomorrow.
In business news, domestic benchmark equity indices today regained their positive momentum driven by value buying at lower levels. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 239 points or 0.31% to close at 77,578, while the NSE Nifty 50 added 65 points or 0.28% to settle at 23,518. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading over 0.5%, down at $72.91 per barrel, and WTI crude lost over 0.6% to trade at $68.71 per barrel when reports last came in. And now on to some sports news. In the China Open Masters Badminton Tournament, which has been held in Shenzhen, India's mixed doubles duo B. Sumit Reddy and N. Sikki Reddy secured victory over the United States pair of Presley Smith and Jenny Guy. The thrilling round 32 match ended with scores of 23-21, 17-21, 21-17. In the women's singles, Akashi Kashyap lost to Tomoka Miyazaki of Japan 10-21, 10-21 in an opening match, while Anupama Upadhyay is set to take on China's Beiwen Zhang in a first-round clash late in the day. In the men's singles category, Priyanshu Rajawat fought valiantly but fell short against Indonesia's Chico Ora Dwi Wardoyo. Rajawat lost 24-22, 13-21, 18-21 in a closely contested encounter.
Abhishek, aur ab samay hai उन व्यक्तित्वों को याद करने का जिनकी या तो आज पुण्यतिथि है या जिनकी जयंती है या उनका जन्मदिवस है.
Yes, and we start off with Emma Lazarus, who passed away on this day in 1887. She was an American author of poetry, prose and translations, as well as an activist for Jewish and Georgist causes. She is remembered for writing the sonnet The New Colossus, which was inspired by the Statue of Liberty in 1883. Its lines appear inscribed on a bronze plaque installed in 1903 on the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty.
बिल्कुल, और आज ही हम याद कर रहे हैं वाचस्पति पाठक जी को, जिनकी आज पुण्यतिथि है. और ये प्रसिद्ध उपन्यासकार थे और उन्होंने कागज की टोपी नामक कहानी से विशेष लोकप्रियता पाई थी. वाचस्पति पाठक अपने समय के एक महत्वपूर्ण कथाकार तो रहे ही, उल्लेखनीय संपादक भी रहे. उन्होंने अपनी पहचान साहित्यिक आंदोलन के सक्रिय योद्धा के रूप में बनाई. उनकी मुख्य रचनाएं सूरदास, कल्पना, कागज की टोपी, फेरीवाला आदि है. और आज ही हम याद कर रहे हैं दिगंबर हंसदा को, जिन्होंने संथाली भाषा के विद्वान हैं, शिक्षाविद हैं और पद्मश्री से भी सम्मानित हैं, और ट्राइबल और उनकी भाषा के उत्थान के क्षेत्र में इनका महत्वपूर्ण योगदान है। वे केंद्र सरकार के ट्राइबल अनुसंधान संस्थान एवं साहित्य अकादमी के भी सदस्य रहे। दिगंबर हंसदा ने पाठ्यक्रम की कई पुस्तकों का देवनागरी से संथाली में अनुवाद किया और उन्होंने भारतीय संविधान का भी संथाली भाषा की आपचिकी लिपि में अनुवाद किया। स्कूल कॉलेज के पुस्तकों में संथाली भाषा को जुड़वाने का श्रेय प्रोफेसर दिगंबर हंसदा को जाता है और 2018 में इन्हें साहित्य और शिक्षा के क्षेत्र में उत्कृष्ट योगदान के लिए पद्मश्री से सम्मानित किया गया। और इनकी मुख्य रचनाएं जो हैं वो सरना, गद्य पद्य संग्रह, संथाली लोक कथा संग्रह, भारोत्तेर, लौकिक देव देवी, गंगमाला, संथालों का गोत्र आदि है।
Margaret Mary Emily N. Hira was born on this day 1961. Known professionally as Meg Ryan, she is an American actress known for her leading roles as quirky, charismatic women since the late 1980s. Ryan is particularly recognized for her work in romantic comedies, a genre she dominated during the 1980s and 90s. Dubbed America's sweetheart by the media, she became one of Hollywood's most bankable stars of the latter decade. And also, Elisa Christian Jodie Foster was born on this day in 1962. She is an American actress and filmmaker. She has received numerous accolades, including 2 Academy Awards, 3 BAFTA Awards, 3 Golden Globe Awards, and a Primetime Emmy Award. She was also honored with the Golden Globe Cecil B. DeMille Award in 2013 and the Honorary Palme d'Or in 2021. Foster began her professional career as a child model and later gained recognition as a teen idol through various Disney films, including Napoleon and Samantha, 1972, Freaky Friday, 1976, and Candle Shoe, 1977.
और आज हम याद कर रहे हैं दारा सिंह रंधावा। इनका जन्म आज ही के दिन 19 नवंबर 1928 को पंजाब के अमृतसर में हुआ था, और जिन्हें हम दारा सिंह के नाम से जानते हैं, और वो प्रसिद्ध अभिनेता, पहलवान और राजनेता थे। वो ऐसे पहले स्पोर्ट्समैन थे जिन्हें राज्यसभा के लिए भी नॉमिनेट किया गया था, और अपने लंबी और मजबूत कद काठी के कारण साल 1947 में जब वो सिंगापुर में एक ड्रम बनाने वाली फैक्ट्री में काम कर रहे थे, उन्होंने पहलवानी करने का फैसला किया और वहीं ट्रेनिंग लेने लगे।
यस, एंड अलका हिज रोल ऑफ हनुमान इन द फिल्म बजरंगबली 1976 एंड इन रामानंद सागर्स रामायण मेड हिम पॉपुलर, एंड सिंह वाज इंडक्टेड इनटू द लेगेसी विंग ऑफ द WWE हॉल ऑफ फेम क्लास ऑफ 2018।
बिल्कुल, और 12 जुलाई 2012 को उन्होंने इस दुनिया को अलविदा कहा।
Yes, and Larry King, born Lawrence Harvey Ziegler, was born on this day in 1933. He was an American author, radio host, and TV host. His awards and nominations include 2 Peabody's, an Emmy, and 10 Cable ACE Awards. King was also awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 32nd Annual News and Documentary Emmys. And during his career, King conducted over 50,000 interviews on radio and TV.
बिल्कुल, और आज ही जन्मदिन है बोल्ड, बिंदास और बेबाक अभिनेत्री जीना तमान का, जिन्होंने अपने अंदाज से भारतीय सिनेमा का नया रुख किया।
Yes, and she is an Indian actress and model. She first received recognition after winning Femina Miss India pageant and the Miss Asia Pacific International pageant in 1970. She began acting that same year, appearing in the films The Evil Within in 1970 and Halchal in 1971. Her breakthrough came with Dev Anand's drama film Hare Rama Hare Krishna in 1971, which won her the Bengal Film Journalists Association Award for Best Actress and a Film Award for Best Supporting Actress. Let's listen in to one of her hit songs. One beauty queen to another, Sushmita Sen was born on this day in 1975. She is an Indian actress and beauty pageant title holder who was crowned Miss Universe 1994, thus becoming the first Indian woman to win the title. Sen has predominantly worked in Hindi films and is a recipient of a Filmfare Award and a Filmfare OTT Award. Let's also listen to a hit song of one of us.
वाली सुनो, तुम ऐसे मुझे देखा न करो, तुम ऐसे मुझे देखा न करो।
और आज ही हम याद कर रहे हैं सलील चौधरी को, जो आज ही के दिन 19 नवंबर 1923 को पैदा हुए थे और अपनी मधुर संगीत लहरियों से जाने संवारने वाले महान संगीतकार थे।
जब दिन ढल जाए सांझ की दुल्हन बदन चुराए चुपके से आए मेरे ख्यालों के।
अभिषेक और घड़ी की सुइयां कह रही हैं कि हम अपने श्रोताओं से अनुमति लें।
So till the next time, this is Alka and me Abhishek signing off. Bye and
Namaskar.